And Matt Jordan, what are you thinking of doing after work today?
Sleeping? Taking a nap.
About how long do you think?
I don't like to try to sleep any more than 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, I tell myself that too, but then I always feel super guilty if I wake up past, like, say, 4.
I want to get up. I don't want to get up any later. Yeah, I don't want to get up any later than, at least, no later than 5.
5 would be my limit. Like, I need someone to come in and, like, wake me up. But there's been a couple of times, like, I went and I laid down and I woke up at, like, 9. I was like, oh, no. Like, the day is over. Or I'm going to stay up and then just be miserable tomorrow.
Yes.
And get my schedule, you know, back on track.
See, and Deb has it down to a science because she's been doing it for so long, you know.
Right.
So she'll go home, take a nap for a little while, get up, eat dinner, spend some time with her husband and her Buster pup, and then she's fine to go back to sleep at like 8.
Right.
If I go home like yesterday, I didn't nap, so I was able to go to bed at 8:15. Today, if I go home and nap, there's no way I go to bed at 8:15.
I have such, like, a tight and precise schedule that, like, anything that gets thrown into it, like, throws it all off. So, like,
yeah.
I work, like, 4 to about 1. Like, that's how, like, going to work, waking up, getting
yeah.
ready, going
all
to
that.
Work, coming
yeah.
back, 4 to 1. Then I take maybe a 2-hour nap. Then I go to the gym. Then I come home. Then I usually need to write something. I need to write 2 or 3 things. Then maybe I have an hour for, you know, interacting with my daughters. Then I do CrossFit with my wife, and then after all of that, if I have any time after that, then it's my free time, you know? So very, very rarely do I have any time to myself, and if, like, one thing happens that, like, I have to take care of that day, it, like, just throws my whole
yeah.
balance out of whack.
Yeah, with the 10 to 6 schedule that I normally run, it's not, I don't have to be tight, I don't have to, you know, I normally try to wake up about 8 o'clock. I have 3 alarms, I'm sure you've heard them.
Oh, yeah.
They go off at 8, 8:30, and 9. Normally, I get up at 8, I get up at the first one, and then I let the other two go on to let me know how much
right.
time. I generally try to, you know, start getting ready about 9, 9:15, so I have time to get here, and I normally get here about 15 minutes early most
get
days.
Get ready, yeah.
Yeah. And so, but with this... You know, it's a lot different. Your schedule has to be a lot tighter. And now I have a puppy.
Right.
And it was bad timing getting the puppy with having to work these shifts.
Right.
I
mean, you had no
schedule.
Way of knowing, but.
And it just, yeah, it's whatever. But I'm always glad to fill up, you know, give Deb a break.
Oh, absolutely.
She deserves it. So, but now my schedule, you know, is whatever it wants to do. And so it'll be a lot. I think it'll be a lot easier or better when it's I'm back to my 10 to 6 shift. But and then, you know, we have commission meetings and city council meetings and school board meetings that we have to cover, and
right.
that changes things.
And then on the weekends, there's sports or
yep, Friday nights and Saturday nights,
the Saturday yep. shifts and things of that nature.
Yep.
And who knows, you know, how all of that's gonna work out at any given moment.
And I don't have a Saturday game this week, so I have a Friday night game. I got to go to Riverton.
Right.
And then be here on Saturday morning. So.
But it's a shorter shift, actually,
yeah.
because we don't have to wake up super early anymore now
no.
that we got
the
automation working correctly again. But, yeah, for a little while there, it was kind of miserable on Saturdays because you had
yeah,
to wake up just as early.
I could essentially Friday night not get back till midnight.
Right.
So if it would have been the old where we had to be here, you know, that early, I might
you know,
have
like,
just
yeah, before 5.
Yeah, just pulled up a blanket and some and a sleeping bag and just
taking a nap in here.
Crashed in here and yep.
Just need to have a cot back behind the
yeah,
the computer
the old place I had there was a cot that you could it was in a closet that you could put out in the bullpen in the sales bullpen
yeah.
and you could take you had a place to sleep. That was in case of, and it happened to several people, ice storms.
Right, no, and you know what, we might invest in something like that for around here, at least a couple cots and blankets might not be a bad idea.
No.
Because even beyond ice storms and things like that, there are situations where maybe you only have 2 or 3
yeah.
hours. Like if there's severe weather at 2 a.m., there's
yeah.
severe weather at 2 a.m.,
yeah.
somebody's got to be here, and if it's me or Deb,
yeah.
then we still have to be in here in a couple hours, so...
Yep. Yep.
Rather than trying to go back home.
And, you know, maybe I get tired in the middle of the day and I just want to nap.
you know, that's a good point, too. You know, they did a study some years ago about there's a trend. I don't know if it's still popular in like business culture or whatever, but it used to be a thing that people would go on their lunch break and they would take like a 20 to 40 minute nap. And they did a study on like if that increased efficiency. In almost all cases, it did. Like just
wasn't it Google and I think Amazon at their big, you know, big places, their big like headquarters. They've got those nap pods.
Yeah, they have corporate nap rooms with like these little pods that you go in for like 20 minutes and it plays you like soothing sounds.
And it shuts off any outside noise. It's completely noise can't. Yeah, which is so cool.
And you don't lay down fully. You're like kind of sitting, so you don't go into like REM sleep or whatever, but you can like, I guess, get a little bit of rest,
get some
during
rest.
Your nap,
just
nap period.
A time to relax.
Especially if you're not hungry or maybe you eat really fast like I do.
We should invest in some of those.
Some nap pods.
Yes. Caleb, well. Kevin, if you're listening, we need nap pods.
I think we need to start making Google money first.
Nah.
We used to have an Amazon place here. Maybe we should ask some Amazon workers if they had nap pods.
I don't know if they might have.
I don't know. I don't know about the shipping offices if they had nap pods.
I know the
there.
Big corporate places do though.
Yeah, the big headquarters, maybe, but probably not the shipping locations. No, but yeah, in almost all cases, it increased efficiency for whatever reason. I don't know, and you know. That's one of those weird metrics, though. Like, how do you measure someone's efficiency?
Yeah, and my efficiency is different on any given day.
Yeah, my efficiency is different depending on, like, if, you know, like, what temperature the room is in, you know? Like, there's 1,000 factors.
Yeah, my efficiency yesterday was not very good.
Or if I have anything at all on my mind. Or
what's going on outside of your, you know, outside
you know,
your
what did I eat
life?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Am I having...
How well are you feeling?
Feeling good, feeling bad. There's a million factors.
Are you worried about something?
It's sort of like do you ever hear about the Beethoven effect?
Uh-uh.
So they did this study some years ago, and this used to be preached as fact that they took two sets of plants and they played one set of plants classical music.
Yeah.
And they played another set of plants like heavy metal, mm-hmm. and in this study, the plants that were played classical music grew better, and they used that to indicate that you know. Classical music is better for developing stimulation or whatever, but there were just too many factors that weren't necessarily equal. Like, was soil temperature always the same? Was soil quality always the same? Did they get exactly the same amount of light?
Yeah.
And eventually that study was just tossed out.
That's why all my teachers, when we did those testings, would make us listen to classical
music. Well, yeah, and they said the same thing for babies too. Like, it's like, we want our babies listening to classical music because it'll help develop their brains and make them smarter.
My unborn child will be listening to fantasy football podcasts. And, that's what I'm going
to
do.
I want my kids to have the same musical taste as me, so they listen to, well, I say my music, but usually whatever my wife is playing.
No, you're not going to have them like listen to NPRs or TED Talks and stuff.
You know, well, they just wouldn't get it. I mean, they like they like Little Einsteins and Octonauts, so I guess they like some educational TV, but anytime I'm listening to like a newscast about something, they just, you know, Daddy, this is boring.
Yeah.
Turn this off. Why did you turn off my show, Daddy?
Yeah.
Anyway, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I do think we are going to go ahead and take a little break. We're going to go over to the O&M Beef Roundup News, but we will be back with Open Line in just a little bit.